Be'ez Hashem Mizbeuchu begin Perek Abov Esm, the 24th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumas Mes, the laws of impurity that comes from a corpse in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, the Rambam continues with the Tumah as relates to that of oil, which is unique to that of Mes, regarding Tumah that are in the Mechitzis, in the partitions of the house itself. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding when there's a partition inside a room. So Bayis, if there's a house slash room, that was divided in the middle with jugs of earthenware that are tahiris, that are pure, from the ground all the way up to the ceiling. Now, and this tumah on one side of this room. So, if the opening, because they were made sideways, they were not standing up, they were made sideways, these jugs. So if the opening of the jugs were towards the pure side of the room, Harei L'Matzilus. So then they protect because an earthenware vessel could not become tummy from its outside. And so the pure vessels with the walls of the house are like separating. It's a separate area. But V'mhoi Klap HaTumah, but if let's say the opening of the vessel is towards the area where the tummy is, well, in and Matzilus is not going to protect because they become tummy from their inside, from the interior. And once it's a clean tummy, it cannot act as a barrier anymore, even with the walls. So it's not going to protect from what's on the other side. Let's say tachan betit. Let's say he smeared them with clay. And we're talking about where the opening of the vessel is towards the source of the tumah. So beim bifnim, whether it was smeared with clay from the inside or beim bechutz, whether from the outside, either way, rain we see, im yochal atit lama bifnasma, if the clay could stand on its own, well, the matzel, then that protects. Bim lava, if not, in the matzel, it's not going to protect. And again, then mahare hakoil oil echad, it's all considered one oil, and everything's going to become tummy. Halacha beis. Similar case, you have a house slash room that's divided with boards, which are not makabel tumah, so because they have no concave, and therefore they separate, they act as a barrier. Oy biyardiyos, or with curtains that were made into an oil, and therefore it's a barrier, even though it is makabel tumah. Im chalokah min hatzadadin, if it was divided from the sides, meaning he stood up the wall in the vertical between the walls of the house, or to the other way, or horizontal, towards the beams. So you have this partition separating between the floor and the ceiling. Now, the tumah was in the house, which everything is from the house, but it means to say the part that opens to the outside, that's called the bayis. So kelim shebein hamechitzah bein hakoisel. So the vessels that are between the partition and the wall, or shebein hamechitzah hakoisel, between the partition and the ceiling, so Torah, they're going to remain tahar. The reason for that is because this partition saves it because tumah generally goes out, not in. And since this part is not, this part that's closed off either towards the wall or the ceiling, is not the part that has the opening to the outside. Now, hoisa tumah b'mechitz l'koisim, let's say tumah was between the part of the wall, the partition and the wall, b'mechitz l'koisim, the place between the partition and the ceiling, oh, then kelim shebayis tumim. Here, the other way around, the vessels in the house would be tummy. And the reason for that is she'ina mechitza meinasa tumah, because the partition does not prevent the tumah shalitetsu to tumah, that it shouldn't go out and be metame, because if it's going to ultimately go out, we view it as if it already went out. Like we already explained this in Perikhof, Allah Ka'alaf, ba'oil shabatech abayis, when you have oil in the house, where it only protect what's coming in, but will not protect what will go out from it. Hayakalim, betech ove hamechitza atzma. Let's say the vessels were in the thickness of the wall itself. Bein shayisa tumah lefnim in a mechitza. Whether the tumah was from the inner part of the wall, or if it was in the house, meaning we're talking about the vessels. So the vessels are, the vessel of tumah, if they become a tumah, are in the thickness of the wall. So whether the tumah was from the inner part of the wall, or on the outer part, meaning what we call the bias. Either way, it depends. If the area where the vessels were in the thickness of the wall had an open area of a tefach squared. So then tamim, they're going to be tamay, and the reason for that is because the tumah goes into that hole. Bimalav, but if not, taharin, they're going to be tahar. The reason for that is because like any opening that does not have a tefach squared does not have a halacha of tumah. Now, Okvar Biyan already explained in Perichav halacha vav, keita din habayis, what's the halacha of the room? Im chalokah mekalapei arza, that if you split it towards the ground, if let's say you built a partition on the surface of the floor horizontally, and the opening of the house is actually above that partition, going outside, we explained there also how that applies to this halacha of tumah that's yaitzi, but it's not a nichnas. Halacha Gimel continues regarding if there's a house full with straw. Bayishu Mali Tevin, a room that's full with straw. Vein beinei lebin hakoyches peisech tefach. And you don't have between the straw and the ceiling, you don't have a gap of a tefach. And you have tuma bifnim. You have tuma inside the part that the straw is filling up the house, because although it fills up the whole house, it's not on from the opening. Wherever it is, it's all the way up to the ceiling. So bein b'techa tevin, whether it's in the straw itself, bein chayis bein tevin lekoyches, or whether between the straw and the beam, which again, you don't have a gap of a tefach, so all the vessels that are opposite the area where the tumah would go out, which is b'maloi shel pesach, which is the fullness of the opening that goes outside, it's meaning they're going to be tumah because again that's derech tumah lotzeis and it's in that path. Now let's say ha'isa tumah chutz l'tevin. Let's say the tumah was actually beyond the straw b'maloi shel pesach, which was in the opening of the doorway. Then the other way in the reverse, kelim shebefnim, regarding the vessels that are inside the straw. If it has a tefach cubed, so then taharim, they're going to be tahar because it's its own oil and it protects. Again, like we said, because tumah does not go in, it only goes out. If not, we don't have an area of a tefach, then tumim, they're going to be tummy because you don't have an oil to protect it. And also regarding a mechitza, that won't work for the tevin because the homeowner is going to ultimately remove that, so it's not considered as a barrier. Now, v'imyesh bein tevin l'koyis. Now, this was all told about if you don't have between the straw and the beams, that you do have an area of a tefach. But let's v'im, that if you don't have, so it's considered as closed up. But v'imyesh bein tevin l'koyis, but if you do have between the straw and the beams, pesach tefach, a cap of a tefach, then ben kecha, then whether if you have, the vessels have an area in their own area, a tefach, or whether they don't have, either way, t'meim, they're going to be tummy. The reason that is because, so it doesn't have in this case, if you have an area of a tefach, she'in a tevin chaitzitz, because the straw itself does not act as a barrier, nishestam tevin daitle v'naisei, because generally we presume that straw, you can ultimately remove it, and in this case, where you have the room of a tefach, so when you don't have a space of a tefach, so that's not oil b'toich oil because the tumah is not mal on the tevin. But here where it's mal on the tevin because you have an area of a tefach, so then either way, it's going to be tummy. Halacha Dalet continues regarding if there's tumah or vessels in the mechitza. So kaisel shebein shnei batim. If there's a wall between two rooms or two houses, v'tumah b'toich kaisel and tumah in the wall itself. So it depends. Ba'is ha'krov l'tumah, the house that's the closest to the tumah is going to be tummy. Hakarv l'tahara, and that which is closest to the tahara is going to be tar. It's going to be tar, and the reason for that is because the tumah that's found in the middle of the wall is depending on the one that it's closest to that. Hoysa mefzal now. So let's say it was in the middle. So then shnei mitzvim. Then they're both going to be tummy. Hoysa tumah be'echad mishnei abatim. Let's say the tumah was not in the wall, rather the tumah was in one of the rooms. Vakilim techa kesel, the other way around, and the vessel was in the wall here also. Mechetzi klab tumah. So if it's from the midpoint towards that of the tumah, tmeim, that's going to be tummy. Mechetzi klab tar. It's from the half point towards the other room, which is the tar. So tar, it's going to be tar. Mechetzi mefsef, the vessel on the middle, tmeim, they're going to be tummy. V'chimazi, the same thing applies regarding a roof. Shabina bais vali, that's between the first floor and the second floor. About tumah b'tek mazi, you have tumah in that floor / ceiling. So mechetzi mat, if it's from the midpoint going downwards, habay is tummy. So the first floor is going to be tummy. Vali tar, the second floor is going to be tar. Mechetzel mal from the midpoint towards the second story, halia tamei, the second story is going to be tamei, but by his tar, the first floor is going to be tar. Mechetzel mefzel, some in the middle, shnei tamei, they're both going to be tamei. Let's say there was tamei in one of those floors, meaning one of those stories, in one of those apartments. The kim techa maziba the other way around, like we said in the case of the walls, which is vertical and here it's horizontal, and you have a kim techa maziba, you have vessels in that floor, in that roof. So mechetzel klabet tumah from the half that towards the tumah or tumah can be tumah. Mechetzel klabet tar, from the half towards the tar, tumah can be tar. Mechzel mechzel, if it's in the middle, shnei tumah, they both can be tumah. Ha'isa maziv la'avir. Now let's say there was no second story. Let's say the roof was in the open sky. B'tumah b'teicha, and there's tumah inside the roof. So here also mechetzel mata, if it's from the bottom half, habayis tumah. So the house is going to be tummy. But imin mamala, now whoever's on top of that roof, afilik negar tummy, even right on top of the tummy, is going to be tar. Shay pashta tumah chalavayis, because we consider the tummy as having dispersed throughout the whole house, and that's the direction that it's considered part of. Hayis tumah mechetzel mala, the tummy was in the upper half. Well then habayis tar, the house is going to be tar. Well imin mamala, and whoever's not standing on top, negar tummy, directly opposite the tummy, is going to be tummy. Mechetzel mefzel, if it's half in the midpoint. Habayis tummy, the house is going to be tummy. The woman who is stepping on top towards the tummy is also going to be tummy, because he can't be precise. So you'll be metami the person because maybe he's each one. Maybe he's it's on the upper half, and the house will also be tummy because maybe it's in the lower half. Lachah continues regarding two types of walls. So too, if you have a wall that's serving the house, it's treated also as half and half. So if you have a wall that's in the air, now you have the roof of the house that's near the wall, but it's not grafted on the wall, so the top of the wall is still beyond the roof. And you have what's called crouched tumah that doesn't have a gap around it in the wall itself. So if the tumah was from the half towards the inside, okay. So again, we go habayis tummy. The house is going to be tummy. But resha kaisel tar, and whoever's standing on top of the head of the wall is going to be tar. Just like we said regarding the case when someone's on the roof of the house, if it's in the inner part, again whether vertically or horizontally, is going to be in the inside, and whoever's on top on the outside is going to be tar. Let's say it was on the outer half of the wall. Well, then the bayis tar, the house can be tar. And then if it's standing on top of that wall on the top, it's going to be considered tummy. Because we didn't consider it as disseminated the tumah in the house, and therefore remains as part of the wall, which it'll be on top also. The tumah was in the midpoint. Habayis tummy, the house is going to be tummy, as we said previously. But in this case, the Rambam says, whoever stands on top is going to be tar. Because it says ultimately the tumah is spreading out through the house. So since we can say this is in the house, we're not going to make the one who's standing on top tummy. But it's not clear why this is different than the case of the wall, the previous halacha, where the other Rambam said when there's mechza mechza, that even the one on the top is going to be tummy because eif shel tzamtzim, and here it seems to be Rambam's not saying that eif shel tzamtzim, and the one on the top will be tahar, because he's saying the tumah is going in the bais. Now let's say they changed the character of this wall. Let's say they took away from the wall on the inside, or the equivalent, so they add onto the wall from the outside. Ad shenimtzis now comes out now based on the new configuration. Hatuma mechatzah kaisel v'lifnim, that the tuma is now from the inner part of the wall. Oh, well, then abayis tummy, the house can be tummy. Or similarly, let's say notal mibachutz. Let's say they took away part of the wall from the outside, where the tuma originally was in the inner half, but now you're chipping away the outer half, so the dimensions are changing. Or similarly, let's say they add onto the thickness of the wall from the inside. Now, it comes out with a new configuration that the tumah is actually on the outer half. Okay, then habayis tar. Then the house, whatever new tahara is coming to the house after this change, they're going to be tar because it's considered part of the outer half now. So let's say the tumah was placed on top of the wall, which is outside of the roof, like we said in the beginning of this halacha, then even if it's on the inner half of the top of this wall, habay is tar. The house is still going to be tar because the wall does not function as part of the house, and also it's open to the airspace, so therefore, even though it's on the inner part, it's not going to affect the interior of the house. Halacha vav. Bayis ha-meshamesh as ha-kaisel. So, previously, like we said, the kaisel meshamesh as a bayis. He was saying, if you have a bayis ha-meshamesh as a kaisel, you have a house that's serving the wall. So yidin kiklipas hashum. So we're going to evaluate it like a garlic peel. In other words, even if there's a partition that's thin like a garlic peel that separates between the tum and the taharas, everything's going to be tar. And there's no difference between if it's from the inner half or the outer half, unlike prior halachas. Here we're going to qualify it based on a garlic peel. Okay, it's a house. So if someone dug out two catacombs, the graves they used to dig out in the walls of the caves in an appropriate depth for that of the corpse, or two caves, similar idea, one on the side of the other. Now, so you have two rooms that are dug in the ground, and now since you dug two very close to each other, comes out that you made by default, you made a wall that's separated between the two of them. Now, there was tumah in one of these rooms, one of these graves, and there were vessels in the wall. So, if there's at least that of like a garlic peel that's separating, they're going to be tar. Let's say the other way around. Let's say there was tumah in the wall, and there was vessels in the rooms, Again, if you have at least that of a garlic peel that's separating, they're going to remain tough. So says Ram Hilamatus, you learn Shakais Labinyan regarding the prior halachas we had said. When you have the wall of a structure of a building, so need mechsamas. So then we said we qualified based on half and half, depends which side it's on. Whereas for Kais LaSela, but the wall of rock, if it lets you carve out a room or things like that in the rock, and by default you made walls, or you made it from the clump of the earth, when you dig from either side, and that's how you made a wall, then we qualify that based on that of even that of a garlic peel will separate between the wall and the room. If there's a wall, half of the thickness of the wall was built. The chetzi sela, half it was from the rock, which is by default when you carve out made. So it's half and half, it's a hybrid. Need the mechsa, then it will have the halacha as a stringency of that of a binyan, and it will be based on if it's from 50% inner or 50% outer. Halacha ches continues regarding when there's tumah between the beams of the house. Tumah shayis to being kurdis abayis, so tumah was between the beams of the house. So afil ein tachteh el keklipas hashum, here also, as long as, even if you don't have beneath it, but just a peel, like the thickness of a garlic peel, habayis tar, the house can remain tar, like that of we said regarding that of the sela, like when it's out of rock. And v'roin nasa tumah, we see the tumah ki'ila here to tzutza ba'arts, as if it's crouching in the ground. And therefore, matama kenek mufat, it's only going to be matama, what's directly opposite it. But v'mish m'koyim a tefach al tefach, but if let's say you have an area, a space of a tefach, squared, oh, they're not called tumah. Everything's made tumah because now it's considered like a sealed grave, which contaminates in its whole perimeter. So let's say it was visible in the house. In other words, that you don't even have of a garlic peel. You see it actually in the house. Oh, the benkach is tumah. Then whether if you have a tefach or you don't, either way, it's in that airspace and it's going to be tumah of the house. Another case is shnei pesachim. Let's say you have two entryways, se'al gabazeh, one on top of the other. Now you have, there's a wall that's separating these two entrances. You have tumah in the wall between them. So if it's seen that it's for one of them, so who tumah? So the one that it's open to is going to be tumah. That's going to be tar. But if not, so then we go back to the halacha, need the mechza mechza, then we qualify it as 50-50 when the tumah is in the half of the upper one. So the upper one is going to be tumah. If the tumah is in the lower half, then it's going to be that the lower Pesach is going to be tumah.